Hello, Mrs. Samin. How are you doing? Thank you so much again because of the great comment you share about the things that you said. I can give you some advice about the conversation between you and, of course, the tourist. So in my opinion, it's a good thing that you want to gather information about this, and it's amazing. You know why? Because when you're ready, you feel more confident. But don't overdo it, because the more you go for information, the more the brain will tell you, okay, let's wait, we need more information. If you gathered a little bit of information, go and do it. Because gathering information by itself is not enough. It's better to, you know, go and do it. You know, it's better to go and do it, because we can have experiences by doing things. You know, we can read about, you know, for example, English, we can read about different stuffs, but still, when it comes to talking to foreign people or native speakers, we found ourselves stuck. Oh, I can talk. I'm so stuck. I am trapped in some way. So we constantly tell ourselves. So it's a great thing. And thank you so much. You said that you want to do it. You want to speak, which is amazing. Congratulations to you. And if you talk to them, please share the experience with us, because I know you have the courage. I myself, I'm not so outgoing, but mostly I don't find tourists rash, because it's not a city that is so, you know, attractive to the tourists in some ways. But it's because it's not a big city. It's you know, average, it's small. It has only nature. So I don't think that the tourists usually like to come for the nature. Of course, if I go to Mosul or somewhere like that, I can find tourists. But I'm not so outgoing, so mostly I am at home. So if I found a chance, and if I experienced the you know, talking to tourists, I'll share it with you too. So I hope I look to hear a lot about your experiences, and see ya.